Most of the Midwest will likely experience a tranquil weather pattern as we go forward through the coming week, with very little, if any, meaningful precipitation for a while, and temperatures that will gradually work their way a little bit warmer. The change will certainly be somewhat welcome after precipitation was more or less abundant in the recent past week, and it's been rather chilly across the region as well, and this trend change towards a little bit warmer and drier biosphere environment will certainly be helpful in getting the late season farming activity to a completion, hopefully before the next round of wet weather arrives. Some of that wet weather is expected to occur probably after the 23rd of this month. We'll likely see a couple of storm systems between the 23rd and the end of the month that will likely generate at least a little bit of light precipitation across the region, and field work, if there is any left to be completed at that point, will likely be set back once again. These two disturbances, though, should not generate a large amount of precipitation, but enough to moisten the soil once again and to set back field operations. We do expect the temperatures, though, to gradually turn warmer as we go forward through the balance of the 7 days coming up. It will likely put us a little bit warmer than normal in some locations. The afternoon temperatures today will likely be running mostly in the 40s and 50s, with the exception of the eastern part of the Dakotas and Minnesota, where we'll probably see some upper 20 and 30 degree readings. But we'll likely see the majority of the Midwest in the 40s and 50s on Friday afternoon and Saturday. In fact, we can probably perpetuate that pattern on into the first part of next week, with daily highs often in the 50s and perhaps even some lower 60s coming up as we move into the middle part of next week. And a ridge of high pressure should build up in front of the next wave of colder air, which will show up in that second weekend of the two-week outlook. And if correct here, we should see temperatures getting into 60s, and perhaps it wouldn't. We'd probably get into a few lower 70s before the colder air comes back across the region. But that is a 10-day period away. We'll look for low temperatures at night to be mostly running in the 20s and 30s over these next few nights. A few teens will occur in the far northwestern part of the Midwest. We'll likely see some 40-degree readings as we move into the latter part of the weekend and early part of next week, and that'll be about as warm as it gets at night, though. We do not expect to see much precipitation occur in U.S. hard red winter wheat country either. Most of the high plains region from western portions of Texas up into western Nebraska and Colorado will likely stay dry or mostly dry over this next 10 days, and we'll likely see temperatures trending warmer there as well. Afternoon readings could end up back into the 70s for a little while next week. And yesterday, some of the computer forecast model was suggesting that maybe some 80-degree temperatures might occur. There will be a little bit of a ridge of high pressure building up across parts of the plains before we get involved with the first frontal system in the 23rd, and so we will see some warmer temperatures in the plains probably for a day or two that will, once again, rapidly evaporate moisture from the soil and stress some of the crops and livestock across the region. Down in South America, the weather picture today is unchanged from yesterday. Still looks like everybody's going to get rain at one time or another in both Brazil and Argentina between now and the end of the month. The precipitation that occurs may be a little slow in coming for southern portions of Brazil, where it is drying down, and there's a pocket of dryness in west-central portions of Argentina. But probably the biggest dryness is probably in western portions of Mato Grosso, but that is not a major crop region, and it looks like the majority of the countries are going to continue to experience well-timed rainfall and a good environment for crop development. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.